Uganda. Ugandans are heading to the polls in an election widely expected to extend President Yoweri Museveni's nearly four decades in power. Museveni, 81, is seeking a seventh term, having ruled the East African nation since 1986. His main challenger is Bobi Wine, a 43-year-old musician-turned-opposition leader who has drawn strong support from younger voters frustrated by unemployment, corruption, and the lack of political change. The campaign period has been overshadowed by repeated crackdowns on opposition supporters. Security forces have frequently broken up Wine's rallies using tear gas and live ammunition, detained campaign workers, and restricted public gatherings. At least one person has been killed and hundreds arrested. Authorities have also moved against civil society, arresting rights activists, ordering watchdog groups to halt operations, and shutting down internet access while limiting mobile phone services across the country. The measures have raised fears of unrest around the vote. Observers say the government's heavy-handed approach reflects growing pressure on the ruling National Resistance Movement, which is facing its toughest political test in years. Analysts warn the election could further deepen divisions in a country with a history of political instability. Museveni came to power after leading a rebel movement that ended years of civil war and political decay. In his early years, he was credited with restoring stability and steering economic recovery. Over time, those gains have faded due to allegations of corruption, repression, and the weakening of democratic institutions. His long stay in office has been secured through constitutional changes that removed term and age limits, allowing him to run again. Many Ugandans have never known another president. Wine's campaign has focused on promises of change, respect for human rights, and an end to corruption. Supporters say he represents a break from decades of rule by the same political elite. Museveni is campaigning on a platform of stability, peace, and economic growth. He has pledged to create jobs, expand agricultural exports, and launch oil production this year, arguing that continuity is needed to protect past gains. More than 21 million people are registered to vote.